Hello, and welcome to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. During Lent in 2013, the church invited members to share personal stories of times when they had felt shamed and alone, and how those experiences helped them to learn and grow. Today, you'll hear Brendan Durstein's story.
The Hebrew people had a reason to be ashamed. They were small, weak, often powerless in a land surrounded by huge empires. They were slaves in Egypt, a wandering and lost people in the wilderness for 40 years. They were captives in Babylon, and they were constantly threatened by other empires as they lived in a coveted land. They knew what it was like to feel shame. Throughout this Lenten season, you will hear several different stories from different people up here of personal shame. And this morning, I would like to share with you my story. This past year, I experienced many new and exciting changes. I finished my undergraduate degree. I got engaged and then was married. I officially changed my residency to Virginia and moved into a new place. And I was looking forward to finding a fulfilling career in secondary education as a teacher. I knew it was going to be tough finding a job teaching social studies, as there are generally over 200 applications for each social studies position in the Valley. But I felt I stood a good chance, having been strongly affirmed in my education program. After graduating, you look ahead and think of all the great things you can do with your life. I anxiously awaited the calls for job interviews after I graduated in April. And May went by. June went by. I was getting worried. July came around and I had several phone calls. This could be it, I thought. I prepped for the interviews, knowing that I was now down to one of four or five that was going to be interviewed for each position. And I felt confident about each interview. I felt I had done my best, that I should surely get one of these jobs. Everyone who knew me seemed confident in me as well. The first response came. The school had chosen someone else, someone with years of experience teaching internationally. I was frustrated, but still hopeful. Another response came. The position had been offered to a seasoned teacher who had taught in one of the toughest school districts in the country. I became more worried. What if I don't get a job? I've spent 4 years studying, working, pursuing something at great cost. I spent a lot of time and a lot of money. Other reports came back from interviews I had, all with similar news. We went with someone older, someone with more experience. You did well, they all said. Keep your head up. There's going to be something out there for you. Well, that's comforting. July was over, and August was fastly approaching. My summer position was wrapping up, and I began sweating, not because of the heat. What was I going to do? I feared the conversations from people wanting to know how my search process was going. I began to feel as if I had failed. I was ashamed. I didn't want to tell anyone about my failure, so I kept it in. You see, shame for me and for many of us comes when our identity comes into question. Who we thought we are is called into question. Well, I eventually got a job at a local school as a paraprofessional, a teaching assistant in special ed. And I humbly took the position, but felt like I had failed. Working in a school was good, but I wondered what the other teachers thought of me, just another kid who probably isn't worth getting a teaching position. Another kid who's trying to fill in this paraprofessional role, get his foot in the door. How many of you know exactly what it's like to feel shame? Raise your hand if you do. Or failure. Or helplessness. Perhaps it's in your job, or lack thereof. Perhaps it's with a difficult situation with someone else. Maybe it's at home or at school. Maybe it's with a life partner or a close family member. Maybe you struggle or have struggled with depression or substance abuse. Maybe cancer or some sickness is taking its toll on you or someone that you love. We all experience shame in its various forms, but we rarely admit it because it requires vulnerability. Sharing stories of shame and failure, it's hard and it's extremely vulnerable. It takes a lot of courage. And because of this, our failures and our shame often rule over us, preventing us from fully experiencing life. Social researcher and therapist of shame, Brené Brown, says this about sharing our stories of shame. It puts us in a vulnerable place, but vulnerability is the birthplace of innovation, creativity, and change. End quote. But when we repress these feelings of shame and failure, when we disown them or deny them, these emotions find their ways out in unhealthy ways. Often we begin to blame other people or other things for the shame or failure we're feeling. I now work with some of the people who receive the teaching positions over me. Honestly, I found it hard not to judge. I held contempt, I was bitter, and still continue to work through some of those emotions today. We act as if what has happened to us is outside of our control, as if there is nothing we can do to make our situation any better. And in some situations, this is the case. But there are times we may be helpless, but there are also ways to overcome these feelings of shame, of helplessness, and of failure. One of the best ways we can overcome our feelings of shame is to own it, to take ownership of it, to share our stories of shame, and to simply acknowledge that, yes, there is shame in my life, and I want to overcome it. This Lenten season, as we journey with Jesus from life to death, and resurrection, we recognize that we cannot have resurrection in our own lives without overcoming our shame, without a little death ourselves. Lent is about opening ourselves up in front of God and others to examine who we are and who God is calling us to become. Oftentimes, who we are can be laden with shame, failure, loss, unspeakable suffering. And as I said, shame comes when our identity is called into question, when who we are no longer fits who we thought we were. This Lenten season, we, the people of Community Mennonite Church, will work on acknowledging the shame, the failures, the helplessness in our lives. And we will do it in this space, in this presence of God, and in this community. So each Sunday in our worship service and Lent series, you will have the opportunity to come bringing your stories of shame and failure and place them around the cross behind me. You can find a half sheet in your bulletin that looks like this, it's yellow, and it explains what we're looking at doing this season of Lent. Essentially, we want you to write up a specific story in your life when you have felt shame or currently feel shame. We want you to bring it to church. While you are encouraged to write your story and sign your name to it, we recognize that sometimes stories are too painful to share publicly with our name attached to it. And perhaps for you, the first step in acknowledging and working through your shame would be to write a letter and seal it so that no one can see it. And if that's what you need to do, by all means, do that. We strongly encourage everyone to write at least one of these stories and bring them to church with you. But you may certainly write more than one if you would like. And if you would like to share your story with up front here, please talk to someone on pastoral team or one of the worship leaders for Lent, which would be myself, Sharon Wise Miller, or Dorothy Jean Weaver. We recognize that shame can be extremely a hard thing to write about, let alone talk about. The Bible is full of stories that model this pattern of acknowledging shame, of overcoming our shame. And we will examine them, some of them, in our worship series the next couple of weeks. Because in order to see new life, innovation, creativity, and resurrection in our own lives, we have to talk about our shame.
Thank you for listening to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Our theme music was composed by Matt Carlson. Jeremy Nassiger arranged it for strings. To learn more about our church or to plan a visit, please check out our website at cmcva.org.